Alright folks, this is Jonel B. Cool from, and this is my name is Jonel, and I just want to read to you a speech that I had given in when I was in the Philippines on March 30th of 1996. It's almost 10 years ago when I have delivered this speech, so I believe that this is a piece of history, because in this speech, I have said very well-versed in this language that, I mean, I was so inspired in writing this speech when I was given the opportunity to speak before a crowd, but unfortunately, the crowd wasn't meant to be. I was thinking of speaking before a bigger crowd in a high school, but ironically, it happened to be at my elementary school. So maybe in the near future, I will become a speaker in a place that would comprise of millions, maybe thousands of listeners out there. But let me just say thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak before you here online, and I was just happy to give you this speech. But this was like in 1996, and this is Jonel B. Cool. Actually, here it goes. This was actually written in Ilocano, so here it goes. I'm speaking on the theme of education towards Philippines 2000. First of all, I would like to greet or thank God for bringing me here in front of you. I would like to greet aloha and mabuhay to our mayor, Honorable Rufino Tongson Jr., our First Lady, Dr. Ella Tongson, our own SBM Arturo Naano Zinya, and other respective guests, our barangay officials, and the teaching staff of my dear alma mater, Santo Domingo Community School, to the proud parents of this graduate, to the graduating class of 1996, to the honored pupils and the people of the municipality of Luna, La Union. I didn't expect to be speaking before you today. All I knew is that I'll be having a vacation here. Eventually, you have given me the opportunity to tell you a story. Thank you. And now I'll be switching to a dialect that everyone can understand, the Ilocano or the Iloco dialect. Payanda ko mga mangipeksa ti daytoy nga diskursok iti pagsasautayo iti Iloco. Kakabsat nagraduara iti daytoy a pagadalan iti 1984 nabaligi. Kadagidi aldaw nga kadagit daytoy nga pagadalan adu dagiti karit a nagpasarak. Tagitoy akari tinagbalin apag sanggirak ba iti panagdalyasat ko iti nadawel at aaw iti panagbiag. Kaasin na po Diyos nagtingkumatlaang iti pagturungak. Edukasyon. Anya ti edukasyon? Ti edukasyon katkasla maysa kompas nga iso ti mangiwanwan iti pagturungan tayo. Ubing ibagakan niyayo ituloy daytoy narugyan niyo apanagbanyaga. Dagiti naganak yo isuda dagiti parola wenno lighthouse iti English. Isuda ti mangtulong kada kayo ta isuda dagiti immuna aman norsuro yo. May kadwa, damagman kanyayo na adda malambisyon yo. Adda ka din tinakasagana ang mapaasurutin yo. Ngana ita, siyaan pala analpas ti panagdalyasat ko. Ado dagiti oportunidad nga nasabat ko. Amuya ti biag ket maysa pa nagbanyaga saan ngagsarsardang ti edukasyon kanyak adu paylang ti naskentay nga amuen iti aglawlaw tayo da kayo nga ubing ti masakbayn ta pagilian tayo a Pilipinas edukasyon towards education towards a progressive Philippines 2000 may be a myth if we are not going to work together. Teachers and students to make this dream of our dear President Fidel V. Ramos be a reality. Our government invests on our intellectuals. To make intellectuals, we need to have a quality education. Quality education is the basis of a country's progress and development, and also the complete cooperation between the government and its citizenry. Why are we still depending on our former colonizers, Spain, Britain, America, and Japan? I know that we are capable to make a change, but are we allowing ourselves to act on the changes that we want to have? Change is the battle cry of the Filipino people. Education is the answer. Rizal, Bonifacio, Mabini, and other great Filipinos didn't make this country great without their acquired education. Education brought changes to this nation, and in 1998, we are going to celebrate the centennial of our independence from Spain. Supposedly, the new LRT system will be completed by then. It's a coincidence that a Spanish company is an investor to this big project. Folks, we are still a third world country, but economic indicators say that we are in the process of becoming an economic tiger of Asia, hopefully by the turn of the century. Through President Ramos' acquired education, he was able to lure his former colonizers into investing into our local economy. Kalpasan ang nagturpusak iti high school dito'y Pilipinas, ket napanak sa jay Hawaii, an nakayan nakak, tamno adalo no kasano, an nagbalin ti Amerika, an nabak nang kinabiliga pagilian. Natakwatak nga maigapo itinasaya at nga edukasyon nga maipapaay kadagiti agad adal. Nagturpusak iti Associate in Arts, Major iti Liberal Arts sa Jai Maui Community College, Maui, Hawaii. At dami nagunod ko nga pamadayaw kalpasan ang nagraduarak iti 1992. Ladingitek tanapaay ko dagiti naganak kanyak. Ken pati kada kayo, ta sa anak ang nagadal iti medisina ng iti Amerika. Ngam ti kayat ko nga maamuan nyo, saan anasken ang nagbali ng adoktor tanaba nang ta Amerika iti kinasirib. Daytoy an kinasirib kat maala babaan lang iti computer. No anya ti kayat mga maamuan kat maala madagos babaan iti panang pisit mo iti keyboard. Nagasat dagiti makaamo iti computer ta iti sumaruno a siglo sumrek ta iti na idumduma a lubong. Ta makita yu dayta linya ti telepono nga nakasabit ka dagita poste. Isu dayta ti dalan ti impormasyon a makunt ko na ti English nga information superhighway wenno info band. Ti telekomunikasyon ti kang runaan nga medium iti palangrangtay kadagiti na dumaduma a pagilian iti sangalubungan a nakaipastekan kadagiti dadakkel a computers nga isunto matimosar nga agserbi kadagiti pagkasapulan tayo. Amoy ati Pilipinas ket buklan ti nasurok a 7,000 nga isla. Saan tayo a kasapulan tirang tay nga ipasdak ti gobyerno amang kamang kadagiti na dumadum mga lugar a narigat amarang tayan tatik telekomunikasyon ti agbalin arang tay ti komersyo, gobyerno, kankang runaan na edukasyon. Amok ati Pilipinas kat agkurkurang palang itimakon ko na computer literacy. Computer literacy, takang runanita, ta itimasungad nga aldaw, nasken nga maadaan itunggal maysa, ta amu iti computer. Na amu iti internet, iso da ito itimakon ko na nga koneksyon, dagiti na dumaduma a computer, iti sa nga lubungan. Mabalin mo iti gumatang latan nga saan ka arumrumar iti pagtaangam. Agadal nga saan asumsumrak iti pagadalan. Agtrabaho nga saan nga agbiyayay mapanti opisina. Mabalin ka pa nga makipagayam karikti sa bali apuli. Kun baka masarakan tupay, tagbalin nga kaingungot mo sa jamakon ko na cyberspace. Sapay ko ma, tamalpas ko man dahito yung proyekto ti telepono iti dahito yung ili tayo. Takno nalalisto ti panagduras tayo, kun maikonekta tayo iti ruar. Ti masakbayan iti luna kat adda iti ima ti telekomunikasyon kantikang runaan na kat edukasyon. Kat naanayas a panagkadwa ti gobyerno lokal kan dagiti makipag-ili. Ada dua klase ti profession. Ti white collar kun blue collar. Ibaga kanyayo sa anak nga white collar wano blue collar no di ko napagtipon da dagitoy. Amo nga mas piliin nyo ti white collar takas la na nga to kayo ng sadyay na nga to kayo ng sadyay Amerika. Awan ti nakunaan na nga to kan nababata agpadadag iti tao o nga bumadbadak iti daga. Ijay, napadasak ti nagmulmula ti sibuyas, agtuduman wano aginit, nagdalos iti kubeta publiko, nagtrabaho ti department store baya ti panagadal ko, tinaornong ko, ingatang ko iti computer, taadamot pagsursurwak. Awan ti manursuro, no di dag iti libro, kan magasin ti nang tulong kanyak. Inga na ita, agtultuloy pala ang ti panagadal ko iti computer, taadulat tarag iti baro at teknolohiya rumwar. Kaya't ko nga iyawat kanyayo, tinaalal ko sa jay, kat sapay ko mata ikandak iti gundaway. Imayak ditoy, taon na iparanod ko iti pagilian tayo a Pilipinas, ti kanasirib nga inurnong ko, bayat ikaadak sa jay. What our country needs most is advanced technical knowledge and training. After World War II, countries like Germany and Japan were devastated economically than the Philippines due to the ravages of war. Taiwan and Korea suffered the same fate. 25 years ago, we were ahead of other ASEAN nations. Now we were in the tail end of the pack. Vietnam may pass us along the way if we don't take action and cast away our individual differences. Technical training or vocational training in the areas of agriculture, electronics, automotive, and construction are the necessities of this country to achieve Philippines 2000. I would encourage the people to start small cottage industries and be self-employed. After graduation from college, I landed a job as a computer service manager in a multinational company as well as having an enterprise of my own. I'm doing graphic design and computer consulting work. By the time I go back to the United States, I'm planning to go on my own without the mercy of my employer. Nothing in the world can take place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. Truly, education is one of the keys to your destination. The future of the country lies upon our response to the call of the President towards Philippines 2000. If we are not stimulated to the promises of that vision, where will we be? I would like to remind you that we are less than 4 years towards Philippines 2000. Is Philippines 2000 a myth or a reality? This is a challenge to us all in building this nation. Nagsurat ang anaminsan iti opisina ti presidente babaan ti electronic mail. Kaasin ti Apo Diyos, naawat ko si Sungbat na maragsakan ti Pangulo ang mangawat ti kontribusyon dagiti Pilipino oray no basit uno dakkel para iti Philippines 2000. Agtitinulong tayo ang mangitakdar iti bandera tayo iti sa nga lubungan. Ubing, mangrugi kayo nga mangibaldit iti isip nyo ti direksyon a pagturungan nyo. Dahito'y kaadayo iti dahito'y adaga kat adaga puna. Da kayo ang mismo ti makaamo amang takwat daytoy saan na sa bali at tao. At damais, dahi di may sanga ang tutubo nga ng puor ti kamarin ti kaaruba na aman nalon. Maiga po itinapalaos agura na. Natiliw da kita autoridad ta arsonista. Idi sa ludsudan ti pres, dahi di man nalon na anya panusa maipaay ti dahi dyan nga ugtutubo. Nagwingi-wing ti mannalon a sinaruno ti panaggayos ti Luan, ti Luana. Response in sungba na. Saan nga da kami? Saan nga da kami tinangpaay iti dayto nga ubing? Datayo nga natangan itimang saluad ka na gito eh. Responsibilidad tayo ang makapag-ili iti panagbangon iti daytoy nga pagilian. To all the graduates of Santo Domingo Community School, your journey has begun. To the teachers, remember this as you move on further. If you give a hungry man a fish, you'll feed him once. If you teach him how to fish, you'll feed him for life. Aloha and mabuhay to all. To the graduates and honored pupils and their proud parents, congratulations. God bless you all and please observe the Holy Week. Mabuhay ang Philippines 2000. I love you all. Thank you.